Well, the heated debate continues over proposed student assignment plans for Boston Public Schools. An external advisory committee has met almost 100 times since it was appointed earlier this year, and since September, it has held dozens of community meetings to discuss new zoning proposals. Tonight, the committee updates the public on the process. The committee was expected to make its recommendations this month, but that timeline has now been extended until the middle of December. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on reaction to the whole process.
It's a school night, and dozens of parents, some with children in tow, have turned out for a community meeting at the Mildred Avenue K-8 school in Mattapan. They are here to consider new school assignment proposals from the External Advisory Committee. Natalie Jones says she was in for a rude awakening when she decided to enroll her 5-year-old daughter, Beloved, in kindergarten. The process involved visits to more than 10 schools. Jones says,
it felt like I was at a different school system at each school because the differences were so wide. Some schools had gyms and no gym teacher. Some schools have computers that were very, very old or very, very new, like state-of-the-art computers. Some schools had beautiful grounds and some just had nothing. They kept emphasizing choice, but I really felt that I had a very limited choice. And I went to the community meetings. They were emphasizing choice, choice, choice. And I wanted quality. And I felt if we all had quality, then the choice issue would work itself out.
Jones lives in Mattapan, but she ended up enrolling her daughter in Dorchester, where Beloved says her favorite thing to do is
read the book about animals.
Teresa Valerio is also at the meeting in Mattapan. She recently moved with her 2 children from Revere to Hyde Park. Her older son is in the 6th grade.
The reason why I moved here, one of the reasons, is because he wants to go to Latin school, and he wants to take the test.
She tried to get both boys close to home in Hyde Park, but
they have a waiting list of 100-something kids.
So one of Valerio's sons attends school in Mattapan. The other in Dorchester.
In different schools, different times. My little one's bus stop is 20 minutes from my house. Of course, he's 8, so he can't walk. So I am paying someone to take him to school every day and pick him up.
She says it is a logistical nightmare.
So it's been tough for me, and there's absolutely no help at all.
It hasn't been as tough for Kathy Aho of Roslindale. Her 2 children, a 2nd grader and a 4th grader, attend school in Roslindale, although at different schools.
We're fortunate. It's very difficult for people who don't win the lottery, and we know a lot of them who have moved out of the city. I feel bad for those people who are in a neighborhood that either don't like their neighborhood school or don't get into the school that's right next door to them. But I worry about equity, too. I mean, you look at some portions of the city that there's no equity there. They're very imbalance. So
white students are more likely to have high quality schools close to their homes. Asians too. That's less so for Hispanics. The greatest inequity is for black students.
First is that black and Hispanic students on average travel farther to go to school than do white and Asian students.
That's Tim Reardon of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, which represents cities and towns in the Boston area. He's presenting the findings of the council's analysis of the current school assignment process to the External Advisory Committee.
That black students who are attending a low-quality school are traveling, on average, more than 1.5 miles just to get there and 1.5 miles to get back each day. And that half black students who are attending a low-quality school are actually going outside their walk zone.
The council's executive director is Mark Drayson.
I was taken aback by the level of problems in the current system that were even more dramatic.
Drayson says the council's analysis indicates that the proposals might not improve access to quality schools. His advice going forward:
I think that the city needs to be extraordinarily cautious that the difficulties we see currently are not either left the same or unintentionally worsened by the action that is taken.
Bobber Fields, who remembers past efforts to overhaul student assignment, is somewhat skeptical of this new process so far. She's with the Black Educators Alliance of Massachusetts.
Now what we hear, as we heard in 2009, as we heard in 2004, were commitments that if you vote in the student assignment plan, it will get us to quality. Well, we're here to tell you that has not gotten us to quality for all schools, and it will not this time.
Fields says the focus should be on eliminating the achievement gap between students of different races. That, she says, would address the issue of quality. There are 27 people on the External Advisory Committee charged with addressing quality and equity in student assignments. They represent a broad cross-section of Boston residents. Many are parents of current and former Boston Public School students. Brene Wilkinson of Roslindale falls in the latter category. Her child was in kindergarten in the BPS system last year.
We did the lottery for the first year, and she was placed into a seat, and the school was our 10th choice. So we gave that school a try for a year.
But that school was several communities away, a very long bus ride for a 4-year-old. They tried the lottery again this year, came closer to getting their first choice school, but by then she and her husband had decided to place their daughter in an independent school. Still, Wilkinson remains on the external committee because she supports the effort to improve Boston's student assignments.
It's not just about my one child and her experience and her education. This is in so many ways about the future of the city. We have so many wonderful resources at our fingertips, but we have this really broken education system. But I don't have a plan of choice right now. I don't think anybody has a plan of choice right now. I think it'll be a best comprehensive plan. I don't think there'll just be one plan that hits it on the head. And it won't be one plan that will change and fix everything overnight either. It'll be a plan that will have to come in stages and series of improvement for the system overall.
From the dozen or so proposals it has received, the External Advisory Committee has identified what are called 4 broad concepts. The community can find out about them at an open meeting at the Advisory Committee tonight. It has been given an extra month to prepare its recommendations for the Boston School Superintendent and the School Committee in December. The School Committee could vote on a proposal in mid-January, and the goal is to have a new student assignments plan in place for the 2014 school year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.